when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Good evening, everybody. This is not Eddie Miller, actually. You're in for a bit of a bait and switch tonight, I suppose. This is Jacob Tyler, and I am standing in for Eddie, who is taking some time to spend with family tonight. Not in the way that politicians always, quote-unquote, take time with family conveniently in the wake of some kind of horrific scandal. He's actually legitimately taking time with his family tonight. I just spoke with him a few minutes before the show, and he was telling me that they were about to, he and his wife were about to watch a Jeffrey Epstein documentary with their daughter. So parenting done right there. But we are thrilled to be here with you tonight, folks. We're so glad you could tune in and fellowship with us on air. And we've got an exciting program lined up for you tonight. Veterans of this show are well familiar with the fact that this is indeed Blood River Radio. Live radio that takes no prisoners, and day in and day out, or week in and week out, we tell the truth, to shame the devil on this show, and endeavor to not just speak truth to power, but speak truth to the powers behind that power that is corrupting our nation from the inside out. And as I was saying tonight, folks, we have a real interesting show for you. We've got two fantastic guests who will be joining us tonight and who will be giving us their insight into current issues and things that we're dealing with as a nation. We have Pastor Everett Ramsey rejoining us once again. And Pastor Ramsey has a long history in the movement. We interviewed him a while back about his story with the infamous America's First Padlock Church incident. And he's very zealous and active advocate for the cause who inspires each and every one of us. And we also have Attorney Jason Robb with us here tonight, who's a close friend of the show. And Jason, Pastor Ramsey, are y'all there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're here. I'm
yes,
Pastor Ramsey. Glad to be here.
Fantastic. It's a real pleasure to be on with you guys tonight. And as is our custom, we always like to open in prayer. So before we get too much further into this, it seems only fitting, Pastor Ramsey, since you are a
sure.
pastor, if
All
you
right.
would do the honor.
Be glad to. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this radio station. We know in these days it is miraculous that it even exists. We pray that you would continue to anoint it and protect it. Put your shield of Abraham around him and protect the radio station and those who work there, those who are on the programs. We pray that you'd be with the guests, empower us with thy Holy Spirit, help all that we do to be according to thy will. May we never be hostile or angry or do anything that is wickedly be based upon our own flesh, but only to follow the word of the Lord and to stand up for righteousness and holiness, that God would be praised and lifted up throughout the world and our nations. And we pray for this program today that you would give us the right words to say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So, our show tonight is going to be a little more laid back. We don't have a really detailed, set of things in particular we're going to talk about. Jason and Pastor Ramsey, of course, are very tireless advocates for our people and do a lot of fantastic work in their own respective circles. And so tonight we're just going to be letting Pastor Ramsey and Jason give us their take on a lot of the current events that are going on. And of course, I'll be here to converse with you guys as well. And so with that being said, Jason, tell us what's going on your end, and feel free to segue from there into anything you'd like to start us off on. And as we alternate in and out of breaks, you know, we can switch it up a little more and just talk about what's going on presently.
Sure. Well, we are like a lot of your listeners. I'm from Harrison, Arkansas. That's where I'm based out of. And I'm with the Knights Party and the Christian Revival Center. My father is Pastor Thomas Roth. And so here, like I'm sure with Pastor Ramsey, we have been recently just been probably extremely busy just with all the chaos that we see around us. The statue moved in your predominantly non-white cities, from not only your Confederate statues, but your statues honoring Christopher Columbus and Francis Scott Key, anything remotely related to white people in general, they are wanting to destroy and remove and vilify our people. And so because of that, we have been really getting bombarded with mail, phone calls, our internet websites and stuff like that, been bombarded with just average people that are frustrated and are looking for answers. They're looking at why this is happening to America, why, America being, at one time, a Christian government and a Christian people, why all of a sudden they are seeing an attack upon the foundation of America. And we always try to point out that it's really a racial demographics. We see America becoming a non-white country morally, spiritually, and racially. We're morally corrupt. We're racially, we are becoming more non-white. And when we see that happening, we're seeing our laws being changed. We're seeing the hatred for our people and our founders and the history of our people being attacked more than ever. And so we are just doing our part in order to try to reach our people, to give them answers, to give them the strength and encouragement to know that there's going to be bad days and dark days upon us, but ultimately we have to realize that as sons and daughters of God, the white people, as we understand it, the lost tribes of Israel, we're his same people, that we have hope for the future. We know God has not abandoned his people, and it's a way for our people to once again kind of gather and realize that we need to rely upon him on everything we do. And so we're trying to steer our people towards that goal and that direction. And so that's what we've been doing here, of course, for a long time, but recently we have seen that even more with all the things that are happening in the last few months against our people.
That's excellent, Jason. And it looks like that's our cue for our first break of the hour. So we'll be back after these messages, folks, and we'll be talking some more with Jason and Pastor Ramsey. So stay tuned.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, we certainly do feel, not lucky, I would say blessed, to have such tireless advocates for our calls on air with us tonight. And before we went to break, Jason was telling us, or getting us up to speed on what's been going on with their efforts at the Christian Revival Center and all the tireless advocacy that the Robb family and the members of their congregation and the rest of their team work on there. So thank you for that update, Jason. And of course, Pastor Ramsey, I just reminded us during break, the last time you and I spoke, you were about to get some of your congregation together to perform one of these courts of divine justice that you mentioned in the advertisement during the break.
Yes.
And can you update us on that? How did that go, and what's your next
Well, break? Yes, I can. I'm very happy that Jason is on here. I couldn't hear very well what he had to say, but I'm going to get together with him and find out where they're fighting and how we can work together. But we did put together, our church did put together a Court of Divine Justice on the so-called virus pandemic, and it's obvious that it was not a pandemic. It's obvious that even though it may have been an attempt to put together a war virus to hurt the people of America, God protected his people, and for the most part, most of us did not get any effect from it. But at the same time, we were damaged very, very much by our rights being limited. They tried to keep the churches from meeting. They tried to keep us from going to work. They tried to keep us from doing anything whatsoever but staying home and having a mask over our face. And so we did put together the Court of Divine Justice from our church. We notified the president, vice president, and the attorney general of the United States and the governor of the state of Missouri. And we posted it on social media, on Facebook, on a Monday, and on Wednesday, the president had a news conference, and he stated what our Court of Divine Justice was primarily was that we were saying that we would not take the test and we would not take the shots. If they were going to bring out the army and try to make everybody take a shot or take the test, There were many of us who, because of our conscience, because of our obedience to God's law, we couldn't do this. And he announced on a Wednesday that he was not going to make anyone take the test, and he wasn't going to make anyone take the shots. He was going to leave it with the governor. So that threw it back to Missouri. And we had sent a letter with all of the paperwork. And by the way, if you want to see a copy of it, all you have to do is tell me and give me an address. I'll send it to you. But we sent it to the governor, and the governor's aide talked to me the following Thursday, and he assured me that the governor was not going to force anybody to take a shot and was not going to force anybody to take the test. So we felt like that the Lord had vindicated us, at least on those claims that we had asked for.
Amen.
The court of divine justice has to be done for the work of God and for the work of the church. It can't be done as a personal thing for between a man and a wife or a man and his children or something of that nature. But any time the work of God and the people of God are put at a point of distress and they're being kept from doing the work of God and obeying God, we have a right to go to him and take our case to a higher level. Now, I appreciate what Jason does, but our courts today are not our friends in most cases. And I think he probably would agree with that, that we usually fight some pretty hard battles in the courts. In my life, the courts have never been a friend to me on any of the cases that I've ever had. So I don't have a lot of faith in the courts. I don't have a lot of faith in government at this point, because our government has been taken away from us, our constitutional government. And the I get so upset every night if I listen to NBC News. I hear Mr. Holt come along and say, well, maybe we're finally going to get what our constitutional framers dreamed of, and that's justice for everyone. Well, that wasn't what they dreamed about at all. They dreamed about a nation where God's people built a country based on God's law, and they could have a Christian society, and it would be a separate place, a separate people, away from all the other races. And that's not what we have at all. So we've been lied to, and the problem is our churches are filled with pastors who don't know the truth, don't know how to preach the truth, won't tell the truth, and don't want confrontation. But anyway, we do have one tool that I have seen God use over and over again, and that is the court of divine justice when it's necessary.
Amen, amen. And you know, it's really interesting to think about. You and Jason both actually kind of represent two fronts in the battle that we're fighting here. Pastor Ramsey, you, of course, represent what the Christian must do, the actual recourse we have when our systems that the founders, who were God-fearing men and originally built it as Christian systems, when those systems fail us because of how corrupted they've become, you represent, of course, the recourse that Christians have when those systems fail. And Jason, of course, is fighting the good fight within the legal system still, earning a living for his family, of course, too, but also still just being one of our guys, just being a good guy who loves liberty and actually wants to help people instead of just make a quick buck. And defies the stereotypes about
lawyers. Well, I'm glad he's there. I'm not against him. I'm for him. I'm glad he's there. We need somebody there, Ben. I'm glad he's there.
And I would like to agree with Pastor Ramsey. I mean, our court systems are totally corrupt. We all see it. I mean, I don't have to tell anyone that I should be surprised by that. Our judicial systems are corrupt. Our judges, for the most part, are corrupted. They don't know the history and the original intent of America. And unfortunately, our people, white Christians, it is harder and harder to get fair justice in the judicial system. And that is why, you know, we have to rely on God. We have to every day just be more and more not only independent, but we have to grow that faith in God, because we are going to see some very hard times in the future, and we're not going to be delivered through the courts at all. And I think so often people think that's what's going to happen, that we'll be delivered from the courts, or we get just the right amount of Supreme Court justices, we'll be saved. And that's a false narrative if people believe that.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, with him on that, because the people here, now the people I know around the country as I travel and preach, and the people who come out of the regular denominational churches, they still believe we have a constitutional government. They still believe we have courts who deal with justice. They have no idea where we are. Thankfully, this virus thing has caused a lot of them to wake up to the fact that something is wrong. They're not sure yet what it is, but they know something is not right. And that gives us an opportunity to do some teaching. And we've been very successful. We've had, I know Jason's getting lots of calls, and I know we are too. Our call load and our mail load. We're excited, and we're wore out. We're tired, but we're excited.
Very exciting to think about, folks. You know, we it's the nature of the beast when you call attention to all the evils going on in the world today to get bogged down with this and feel like we're so oppressed from all these different angles, because we are. But what Pastor Ramsey here is talking about, what Jason was talking about earlier, this is huge. So if I'm understanding both of you correctly, both of you are reporting to us right now that in the face of all of this gaslighting we're dealing with, where more than ever we're evil just for existing, apparently, from the perspective of both of you gentlemen, would you say that if anything, this is waking more people up? I guess we'll get back to that question after the break, because that is our cue. And, we've got a real interesting show going on tonight, folks, and we'll be getting back to this conversation just as soon as we return from these messages.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force met for the first time in nearly 2 months to talk about the nature of the pandemic, how they're approaching it, and how it has drastically changed since it began nearly 4 months ago. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, reminded people to stay diligent.
You have an individual responsibility to yourself, but you have a societal responsibility.
And while insisting that President Donald Trump was taking proper steps in the pandemic, Pence invoked the constitutional protection of freedom of speech when it comes to wearing masks.
Freedom of speech and the right to peaceably assemble is enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. And even in a health crisis, the American people don't forfeit our constitutional rights.
The briefing was held at the Department of Health and Human Services rather than at the White House, as the number of confirmed new coronavirus infections per day soared to an all-time high of 40,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyroot. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available if your health is a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts if they're already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com.
The New York Police Department says so far this month, 233 members have filed for retirement, double the amount compared to the same time last year. According to retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Darren Porcher, the lack of support from political leaders is one component. The second is the cantankerous relationship between the police and community with relations. In the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis on May 25th, thousands of protesters have been marching daily against the police in New York City, and now hundreds are camping out in front of City Hall demanding Mayor Bill de Blasio cut over $1 billion from the New York City Police Department's budget. As Florida sees a surging number of new coronavirus, Miami-Dade County announced that it plans to close all beaches ahead of 4th of July weekend. The state reported an all-time high of nearly 9,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases. The county also may extend the closure if conditions do not improve, people refuse to wear masks, or social distancing measures are not followed. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome back to Blood River, radio that marches to a very different drumbeat indeed, not unlike the folks who used to march to that song that we're playing coming in from the break there. So right before we went to this last break, we were commenting on how both Jason and Pastor Ramsey are reporting a significant uptick in responsiveness and people reaching out to them, contacting them about what's going on. And it's easy to take this stuff with a grain of salt, folks, but this is pretty huge because we're in a time where we're being literally gaslighted. Now, let that term sink in. I'm sure lots of you use it already, but if you've never thought about that before, let that sink in. You know, we are being gaslighted. We are being guilted and faulted for our very existence, and we are living in a time where in the name of combating racism, it has actually become perfectly acceptable to be genuinely bigoted and genuinely racist in the sense that we can actually use that pretty new word in the history of our language in relation to anyone. There's only one group of people that it's acceptable to be bigoted and prejudiced against anymore, and it's white people. And there was a time where that was kind of people would hem and haw and not really acknowledge that, but anymore they're just wearing it on their sleeves. The rhetoric is all over the place. And so even in the face of all that, and with all this oppression that we are under, we're seeing organizations like Pastor Ramsey's and organizations like Jason's getting more people contacting them, wanting to find out what we can do. How do we fight back against that? And I find that very inspiring. What do you gentlemen have to say about that?
Well, I definitely agree with you on that. My sister, she has a saying, her saying is the upside of white genocide. And a lot of people will say, well, what does that mean? What that means is that when we see this literally hatred, destruction, and the literal extinction of our people, our people are having to be forced to recognize that their skin is their color. The white skin is their color. It's a color which the enemy hates, the devil hates, his children hate, and when they see this hatred against their race and this culture and our heritage, it's starting to unite them. It's not uniting them fast enough, but it's starting to make people start questioning things. They're questioning the government. They're questioning the extermination of our people through our culture and our society. And it's forcing them to start reaching out to organizations. They're starting to reach out to churches like ourselves, to Pastor Ramsey. And they're starting to look towards individuals, organizations that are going to be able to provide them answers to try to give them the answers that is needed. And so that is the upside of white genocide, because it is is forcing our people to recognize that there is a literal attack against them. And with the Knights Party, we have several websites like altrighttv, .com, KKK.com, ChristianRevivalCenter, .net. These are just various websites that we have, and we have so many people that are clicking onto them, asking for questions, calling, because they see what's happening around them. And the enemy is so often doing the job for us, because with this destruction of the physical monuments right in front of our eyes, this is something that the average person could not even ever fathom seeing. Us in the white racialist movement, the Christian identity movement, we always knew that it was going to get to this point. So it's not a surprise to us, But it is a surprise to the average white man and woman out there. And so we are able to be those shepherds, those people that can reach out to them and give them the direction that's needed.
Amen, amen. Now, a common thing that we are told when any of us get very outspoken about what's going on is, you know, we start getting told by people, that's not very Christian. It's not very Christian of you to say those things. Well, as it so happens, folks, as you may have noted already, we have a pastor with us on the show tonight. So, Pastor Ramsey, how do you respond when people say things like that to you?
That's true, but that is not becoming – let me say that response is becoming less frequent. Because here's the problem. When all this influx of non-like people were brought into this country, our people were bombarded through television, through the public school, through every known source that, hey, these people are just like us. They're not any different than us, just the color of their skin. And now they're finding out that that's not true. That's not a true statement. Never has been a true statement. And so now they're saying, why all of a sudden? And I keep saying to them, it's not of a sudden. They've always been this way. Read the history. When Adam was created, he was created. His own name tells us that he was a white man. He was made in the whiteness of God, the righteousness of God. Every human being on the face of the earth that was not white hated the white people because they knew it represented God's people. These are God's people. And that's where we are today. These non-white people were brought in here by people that are of and I'll just say it, they're of a Jewish background and Jewish lifestyle, because they cannot survive in a white society. They have to be in a multicultural society to survive. And they wanted to be in America, where its richness and where the great assets are, but they couldn't survive here and do well as long as it stayed a Christian nation under the white rulership. So they slowly began to bring in non-white, non-Christian, putting them in places of government, in judgeships, putting them in schools, putting them everywhere, and showed them on television reacting like white folks. And they made them actors of white characteristics so that white people would think they are white, but they're not white. And they have their own culture. They have their own way of life. And now they are being exploited by people like Soros and many others that are running this Antifa thing and paying for them to go out. And they're doing the things that are natural to them, and that's to destroy and to burn and to kill. And we never thought they'd ever come into the Ozarks, but we know that they're even now in the Branson area trying to stir up a stink. So they're here. They're in Springfield. They're in. We knew they would be in the big cities, but now they're trying to move in this area. They've not gone into the real rural areas because it's all white. I mean, the areas where I live is 95% white, and everybody has their weapons, and they're going to defend their property and their lives. So it's been a little bit slower in coming here, but it may still come. But this is what I tell people, as I say, you bought a bill of goods that was a lie, and now you're paying the price. So the answer is to repent and get God back on our team again. That's what we have to do, and that's my message.
Just jumping all over the place here either and going back and forth between talking about COVID and talking about the monuments, because
no, it's all one story.
the convergence of these incidents here has actually really illustrated what Pastor Ramsey was talking about earlier. That, you know, of course, everyone just balked at the very tyrannical and oppressive way that they were enforcing lockdown procedures on us. But these protests that have sprung up, where they're now going after article I just shared earlier today on my Facebook profile, they're going after Martin Luther's statue now. You know, so it was never just about the Confederate leaders. We all knew that. You know, people didn't listen to us, of course. But it's that brazen, and now all of a sudden they're telling people like us that we have to be locked down, we have to shelter in place, and do all these things. But then these BLM and Antifa protests, not to tar all with the same brush, we all acknowledge that there were some peaceful protesters there and everything, so we're not referring to them necessarily. But doesn't really matter. It got hijacked immediately by all these violent looters and everything. And suddenly, they're not all that concerned about COVID spread around. And there was even that document. What was the name of that document that just circulated where 1,000 so-called medical professionals were saying, oh, don't worry about the rallies being a breeding ground for spreading the virus, even while they're talking about putting us on a second lockdown. So are we starting to see what's happening here, folks?
Well, and one of the things that's frightening is the latest move that was made in California is that they actually went in and took a child out of the home. They got the court to let them take the child away from the parents because the parents had COVID.
Oh, unbelievable. And, you know, actually, that's just incredible. Jason, you're an attorney
incredible.
And everything. What's the legality of that? What kind of, you know, what are your thoughts on that as an attorney? There's our cue for another break, folks. So we'll go into that once we come back from these commercial messages. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Welcome back to Blood River Radio, a live radio that takes no prisoners. And I'd say that's rather fitting background music coming in from the break there for the whole just dynamic that we're dealing with right now. I feel like we could be playing that song on a 24-hour loop with the news that's constantly coming across our news feeds. So right before we went to break, I was asking you, Jason, to comment on what Pastor Ramsey brought up about this latest this egregious incident where the state, and it was California, of course, who else, that was leading the charge on this, but where they actually took a child from home just because the parents tested positive for COVID-19. So I was wanting to get your take on that as an attorney. On the legality of this and what the repercussions are of that and what sort of a precedent this is as well.
What a lot of people probably don't understand is that the United States Supreme Court, for the most part, has held that individual states can determine their policies as far as what's called family law courts. You know, obviously there's the exceptions, you know, discrimination, you know, that we all are aware of, you know, the civil rights discriminations, lawsuits and stuff like that. But for the most part, every state is allowed to make laws, govern laws, dealing with family courts, family laws, issues. And so with this, you know, California, obviously we are all aware, is very liberal, is a socialist, Marxist state. And so they very much probably doesn't bother them with the fact that they would hold that the DHS, Department of Human Services in California, has a right to, you know, remove a child from the parents because of this ludicrous, you know, COVID-19, this false, you know, disease that they know, or virus, I should say, that, you know, that is all over the United States. So it doesn't surprise me that they have done that. Obviously, it's very sickening. I mean, I personally don't believe that they have the constitutional right to do that. A parent has a God-given right to raise their child, as they see fit. And it's a fundamental right that the Constitution guarantees. However, when you have courts like in California that allows very restrictive policies to grant the power to the state to remove a child, that's going, in my opinion, that's probably will be upheld in California Supreme Court if it was ever litigated. I don't believe it would be upheld in some other states where you have maybe more of a conservative judges or conservative state Supreme Courts. I don't believe it would be upheld in some of those states. But in California, if it ever went through the court systems and went all the way to the, you know, California Supreme Court, I think it would be upheld. But we all know that California is a very, very it's a Marxist state. And so their philosophy is that the government knows best. The government controls your life. They control the upbringing of your children. And not only do they allow that, but they encourage it. Everything from homeschooling to your practice of your religious faith, Christian faith, to, you know, the requirement of covering your mouth and nose, you know, with this coronavirus. Everything is because the government knows best, and that's their policies, and their policies reflect that philosophy, that communistic philosophy. And so I think it's outrageous. I think it's horrible that state will allow that and encourages that. But it just shows, again, a demonstration of what happens when you have a state that is overwhelmingly non-white and is a Marxist communist government. That's kind of like the blueprint of the future of America as we continue to see this path of different states flopping to your Democrat socialist government and the population in general. I think it's kind of a blueprint of what we are going to see more and more. And So that's kind of my take on it, specific regarding the California, that instance. I think it's just a horrible thing that we have witnessed. But unfortunately, it doesn't surprise me in California itself.
Well, and as we often talk about, folks, we're all about not just exposing the darkness that's going on around us, but we're about shining the light on it as well and solutions. So we'd be remiss to not ask you, Jason, what would your getting from what you're saying that you think this is only a huge concern in really, really leftist states as of right now, at least, even though you're clearly indicating to us that this is a trend, this is something that the enemy would like to do on a much broader scale. But what would your for anyone who is in an area where they could likely be dealing with that, and just in general, what would your legal advice be to people for how they could steel themselves against that kind of an attack on their family from the system?
Well, for one is, obviously, if you live in these areas, California, or I don't care, it's California, New York, Washington, New Mexico, these states that are becoming more and more socialist, Marxist, we encourage people to, if they're able to, they need to start moving out of those areas, start looking at a state that is more racial conscious, demographically is white. So naturally, we encourage people, you need to start moving into the heartland of America, the flyover state. That is what we are seeing now demographically. We are seeing a natural, organic process of where white people are statistically leaving and leaving those places and moving into more of your conservative white states, Missouri, Arkansas, Nebraska, the Dakotas, Iowa, Ohio. I mean, all your flyover states. We see, and anyone that goes on the internet, they can see statistically that is where white people are moving. So we encourage people leave these states that if they're able to leave those states. If they can't, then it's going to be hard. So obviously if that happens, you have to try to fight it in the court system, It's going to be an uphill battle, but a lot of the times in those type of situations, you have your main goal is to, get your children back into your home. And so a lot of times there are things you have to jump through and hoops you have to jump through to get your kids back. But in generally, avoid the court system. And that's sometimes harder or it's easier said than done. But the main thing a person can do is try to get away and move away from these areas where you are the minority, where there's overwhelmingly a non-white population because you're not around your kinfolks, and the policies and the laws of the counties or the states are going to reflect that. And so that's kind of a general overall a recommendation that we try to give people.
Mm. Well, there you have it, folks. If a lawyer is telling you to avoid the court system, I would recommend avoiding the court system as well. Now, of course, we're talking about something, too, that's just insidious to its very core. Pastor Ramsey, as a minister of the gospel and then a student of the Bible, what do you have to say about this practice, this phenomenon where the state can just swoop in and take a child, from a family?
I agree. Well, first of all, it's wrong. But being wrong does not necessarily mean it's going to be made right. And I agree with Mr. Robb. I believe that temporarily, at least, they can move out of those states. But my message to God's people for the last 10 years have been: we do not have a legislative solution. We don't have a judicial solution. We don't have any kind of a governmental solution. We only have a God solution. And you can move to the flyover states, and I think that's great. I encourage people to do that. I've been trying to get my children out of Texas and Florida for a long time. I still think they're going to pay a heavy price for being there. But eventually, even those powers, unless God prevents them from migrating to the flyover states, our areas are going to be just as bad, and in many cases they are. I mean, you can go to look at Minnesota, look at what's going on there, and the governor there, and that state is becoming very communistic. And so we don't really have a permanent solution outside of the Bible and the Scriptures and our relationship
Amen.
To God. And,
Amen.
So anything
Pastor Ramsey, if I can cut you off for just a moment there, I'm sorry. We'll continue second hour, but that's our cue for the end of the first hour here. So amazing how the time flies when we're having good conversation and fellowship on air. But Ramsey, we'll get you talking about this some more in the second hour. Stay tuned. We'll be going to some more commercials here, and stay with us. We'll have Jason and Pastor Ramsey with us again into the second hour of the show.